under the lockdown, under the quarantine, we're very conscious of the limitations that are being placed on us. But there's one area where they still leave it wide open, and that's to develop the perfections inside. Regardless of what the situation is outside, you can develop any of the perfections. They're always available. And you think about the word parami for perfection. It takes you over, para, to the other side. So that way it lifts you above the limitations. For example, patient endurance. It's not our favorite virtue in ourselves. But it is a form of strength. And when the Buddha gave his presentation to the arahants on Magabhuja, at the basic points of the teaching, he started out with patient endurance. This, he says, is what burns through our defilements. So regard it as a perfection, that you're learning endurance. And the trick to endurance, of course, is not to focus on the things that are difficult, but to focus on the areas where you still have strength, where you still have opportunities. And you make the most of those. Because endurance is not just enduring on the receiving end of pain or limitations, but it's also being enduring in doing what you know is right, enduring in what you know is good for the mind, good for you, good for the people around you. So endurance is not just a negative value. It's a positive value that helps to take whatever goodness you've got and make it solid, make it strong, make it continuous, regardless of the situation around you. Because if your goodness depends on things outside being good, it's not dependable at all, because we know what the world is like. It has its ups, it has its downs. And many times in terms of the world outside, the choice is between the greater evil or the lesser evil. But inside, that's not the limitation of the choice. Positive good can be done. Virtue, goodwill, equanimity, truthfulness. These are all good things to develop inside. The good as you develop them here and the good as you take them with you. Because there are things you can take with you. We don't stop to think about it, but the type of activities we do that we engage in habitually, it's like we're packing our bags, and those are the things we're packing. So if the mind is constantly complaining, okay, you're putting complaining in your bag. If it's feeling upset, okay, you're putting feeling upset easily in your bag. That's what you'll have when you get to the other side, open up the bags and things that you don't want, that you have to lug with you. They can't serve any purpose at all. As the Buddha said, complaining is the strength of a fool. You want the strength of a wise person, which is that you reflect. And you think about things, and you begin to realize that the virtues you develop inside really are valuable. So when you're packing your bags, and we're all packing our bags, when the time comes to leave this world and go on to the next one, we don't know when it's going to be. So our bags are already being packed. So pack it full of good things. They're good for you here, and they're good for you when you get to the other side. Now, the opportunity to develop those things is always wide open. Even if you just sit here with your eyes closed, you can focus on the breath. You can be enduring and sticking with the breath. You got a good will for yourself by getting the mind into concentration. There's always the opportunity to do good. And that good will repay you many times over.